And with us right now is Jordan Greenhaw. She is the University Event Coordinator for events on campus at Northwest Missouri State University. Jordan, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So this is an interesting sounding job. Is it what it sounds like? You plan events?
It is. I coordinate all the celebrations and milestones for Northwest, and I help consult with other departments in Northwest who are also doing different events, and work with my student employees to make sure that they get their career-ready experience while doing that.
Now, you have been actually employed by the university for only since January, right?
Yes, yes.
So what's the biggest event you've planned so far?
I would say the biggest event I've planned so far is the Northwest Online 20th anniversary. We just had that in February, and it was a great celebration for that to see where it started and then where we are now. It's tremendous numbers that we're willing to give those online students an opportunity to get those degrees online. So,
when we think about a college campus, we think there are all kinds of events, sporting events, and there are academic events and so on and so forth. What events are you responsible for?
So the events that I'm mainly responsible for are those milestones. So the 20th anniversary, we have the Rosewell Tennis Center dedication here coming up in April, and that is dedicating from our longtime tennis coach, Mark Rosewell. And then we have the Northwest Awards and Recognition Ceremony coming up as well. And that just really showcases the faculty, staff, students who are all taking leadership roles in Northwest and helping it become the fantastic campus that it really is. And then I'm in charge of commencement. Of course, I do all the retirements for the faculty and staff as well. And really, it's just preparing for any celebration, any milestone that Northwest has, because there's a lot of different things that anniversaries are coming up. Our admin fire for our administration building, the fire was 40 years ago, so we'll probably have some sort of dedication or celebration for that as well. So,
well, it seems to me that commencement would be, especially in the spring, would be a huge undertaking, and this is your first one to be in charge of. Is it as daunting as it sounds?
It is going to be a very challenging thing, but I'm thankful that I work with a lot of people that have been more than helpful in giving me information about that, as well as the other departments on campus. And my predecessor, Gina Bradley, she definitely left me a lot of notes that I've been looking at, and I'm excited to take on this responsibility, and I think that commencement this year will really be great for the families and graduates that are going to be there. So,
I would think that an events planner would have to keep lists everywhere, everything. Are you a list person?
I am definitely a list and binder, and I have papers all over, sticky notes all over, but somehow I keep it all organized to where I can easily find all of that information I'm looking for.
Is it pretty much an organizational type job? I mean, that's what you're really doing, is organizing things.
I'm just a very good organizer. That should be my title. but yes, and it's a great help to have my student employees. They are always there willing to help decorate or either put together centerpieces or just help me organize all of those things for all of these different events, because we could be working on 5 different events at one time. And that can get a little overwhelming for one person. So having my student employees who are not only getting that experience to take on after their college experience, but to help me as well be good at my job.
What keeps you up at night?
The horror stories, or thinking about every possible thing that could go wrong at an event, is what keeps me up at night.
Yeah, and I imagine that, again, the key to that's probably making sure that everything's organized or you haven't left something out.
Yes, we definitely get together and try and think of any possible outcome that we would not foresee in an event, and try and do everything in our power to kind of prevent that from happening, or either be prepared if it were to.
Sounds like you've got a pretty good team around you to help you at least remember did you do this? Did you do this?
Yes. It's the student employees are definitely vital in my position just because they get that experience and they help me learn as I go. Since I've only been there for a short time, they've done it for multiple years because a lot of them were freshmen when they started, and now they're actually all graduating. So I need to learn as much as possible from them before they all graduate this spring and I have to hire new ones.
So, yeah, hire new ones who maybe don't know quite as much as the ones who are leaving. Right,
yes, now. I'm hoping that there can be a little training transition in that to where the past and my current student employees can teach the future employees that I have.
As far as commencement is concerned, is there anything, are you doing anything different this year?
So one thing that we're doing different is that I was looking at the notes, and a lot of it seems to where on Saturday the two ceremonies are extremely packed, and the students are always worried that there aren't enough seats for their family. And so one thing that we are changing this year to not only ensure that everyone can invite their however many people they would like, but also the safety of everyone coming to the ceremony, we are changing and putting the School of Education in with the master's ceremony that will take place on Friday night. Usually it's just the master graduates that will be present on Friday night, but this year we have added another school to the Friday night ceremony. That way it evens out the numbers for all three ceremonies, and it won't be such of a cluster on the Saturday ceremonies.
How do the education graduates feel about that?
They are okay with that because the graduates in that ceremony is usually the specialist education degrees as well. And so the School of Education, usually they work with them, and it's kind of a good mixture to be able to bring in with them.
Probably a lot of your graduate students are education majors anyway.
A lot of them are. We have a great education program at Northwest that I know Horseman definitely helps with that, and it's a good opportunity for anyone looking to go forward in education.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's only been a short time that you've been the one in charge of all of this, but have you had a pretty good feeling so far about how it's going? Are you happy with it?
Absolutely. The best thing about my job is that I have the great people in my department and other departments that are willing to help out and get me the knowledge that I need in order to move forward with any events. And they are definitely open to new ideas, and I'm excited about that.
Jordan Greenhaw, she is the University Event Coordinator at Northwest Missouri State University, and she's had this huge, long tenure at the university since January as event planner. But it sounds like you're picking it up pretty well.
Yes, I think I am as of right now. I mean, I haven't had any big mishaps that have happened. So far, so good, and hopefully it stays that way.
So we can't ask you about your big failures or anything
not
like
at
that.
All.
Embarrassing.
No. I have no failures. No, I'm kidding.
Not quite yet, anyway. So what's the hardest part about being an event planner?
I would think that the hardest part for me personally is just there are two different kind of event planners. There's one that you have control of everything that happens. You're the decider. You do everything the way that you want it to. Whereas I've switched my role now, and there's the other event planner that actually spreads its tentacles and works with a bunch of different people, and there's so many ideas coming together, and you aren't that decider of what's going to happen, and you work with people, and you work with what they want, and so it's more of a consulting and trying to make sure that the customer gets what they want. And so there's two kind of different event planners that I've been, and I'm switching over to the more customer-based event planning.
So would it be accurate to say that you said more of a coordinator, kind of?
I am definitely a coordinator.
Facilitator?
Yes, I'm a facilitator, coordinator. I basically put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and the pieces are all of the ideas and departments and things that the customer would want in the end.
How far out do you plan? I mean, for example, are you working on anything for the fall?
So for the fall, we are already in talks about homecoming, of course. That will be October 21st through the 26th. And then we will also be talking about convocation soon. And we've already mentioned with the foundation board about the Powering of Dreams, where a bunch of scholarship students and the donors can get together and conversate as well. And so, yeah, we definitely plan out as far as we possibly can, because that just gives us room for either improvements or new ideas to make the events better.
So how do you, if something's like months out there, do you have to sort of consciously pull yourself back into that now and then just to check on how progress is going?
Absolutely. So what I like to do is I like to make a timeline of when everything's happening and make a to-do list with all of those events. And I'll just kind of go one by one, the closest one. Okay, if I've done everything for that event, I'll go on to the next event that's coming up, do the to-do list up until the point that I can, and just keep going the way that I can and make sure that everything is up to date as much as possible.
Do you find that the more you do this, the more natural it seems?
Absolutely. And it's fun to be able to switch from event to event, because it doesn't make you just fry your brain on one event trying to figure everything out right now. Yeah. So you can it's kind of a cleanser. You work on one event until your brain no longer works, and then you switch to a different event, and it's a complete flip-flop of new ideas and what's to come. So
you mentioned in the previous 15-minute segment, I think you said that at one point you're working on like five events at one time. Is that typical?
For Northwest, it is. There's so many great things happening at Northwest that we would definitely want to showcase them. And so either it's working with different departments or coming up with new events at the same time, that it's probably standard that a person would be working on five events at one time.
So do you feel like a juggler sometimes?
I am, but don't ask me to juggle in person, because I'm not very good.
So you just have to, how do you prioritize things like that?
The way I prioritize is basically looking at the dates of the events and what needs to be done right now. Do the invites need to be sent out? What about save the dates? Is there enough time for that? How long do we have to decorate this? Is the facility that we need it in already reserved? And, there's just a bunch of different things that go into pre-planning the date of an event that it's pretty easy to prioritize those, because once you figure out the date, it's just smooth sailing from there, hopefully.
So how did you become an event planner, and what made you decide you wanted to be one?
So I am a Bearcat. I went to Northwest Missouri State University, where I got my Parks and Recreation Management degree. And luckily, I was one of those students who got an off-campus job at Maryville Parks and Recreation, where I learned how to do different events for either the community or for Parks and Recreation. And somehow, I started a love for it. I was really good at organizing. I found that out. And luckily, my Parks and Recreation department were very supportive in me trying to learn more about event planning and how that ties in with the Parks and Recreation degree at Northwest.
Did you have to take any additional classes or anything, Jordan?
I did not, just because with Parks and Recreation, there's so many different majors that could potentially go into Parks and Recreation there. And the team there is great, and I was able to get that off-campus experience. And I really wish as a student I would have, searched for a campus job, because I would have loved to be in the position that my student employees are in now, where I would have had that experience planning all these different events for the campus of Northwest. And so I think having that experience before I go out into the real world was really important and is what helped me grow to where I am now.
Is there an events planner major or minor or anything like that offered at Northwest?
There is not. We do have a public relations and a marketing department that I think really ties in well with event planning. I know I've had a lot of interns over the years that have come from the public relations department that they really just, regardless of the major, they really open up your eyes to the different opportunities that there are jobs out there that you can do with those majors. It's not straight, you're doing public relations. No, you can do public relations major and do event planning, or you could do it for a zoo, or you could do it for some big company. I mean, there's so many different opportunities with whatever major a student chooses that it's a great experience.
It sounds like you really have found something that is just right for you.
I have. I've been very fortunate. I originally thought I wanted to be an aquatic supervisor, and I'm really glad that I learned very early in my career that that was not for me and event planning was. So I'm thankful that Northwest gave me those opportunities to learn what I really wanted to do after college.
So what about, I'm just curious now, you mentioned you learned being an aquatic supervisor, you thought that's what you wanted to do, but you found out it wasn't. What was the tip
there? Probably working about 80 hours a week as an aquatic supervisor just wasn't my cup of tea. You know, you think that you want to do something all throughout college, and then you get to the real life and you actually experience it, and it ends up not being making you happy like you thought, or being as the dream that you thought you wanted. And luckily, you can take those aspects that you learned from being either an aquatic supervisor or the dream that you thought you wanted, you can take those aspects and completely turn them into a different career, because everything that you learn is for something, and you can utilize those skills.
Yeah, just pick up even from, and failure is too strong a word for that. I mean, that's not what we're talking about, but from things that didn't go well, you can learn from that.
Absolutely. I think that that's always a great lesson to learn, is turn your failures into success. And that's something that I think I even learned on campus at Northwest, because there were a lot of times that I did fail. I was not good at economics. I can tell you that right now. But I took that failure and I turned it into something else, which actually turned me into the Parks and Recreation major. And I'm so thankful for that.
15 seconds left here. What's your favorite thing about being an event planner?
Just working with all the people and making those connections across the board. It's one of my favorites.
Jordan Greenhaugh, University Event Coordinator at Northwest Missouri State University. Jordan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great to talk with you.
You too.